Chapter 11. A Lonely Life. Lip Lip continued to make White Fang's life very unhappy. Whenever Lip Lip saw White Fang, he ran to him and started a fight. Therefore, because of Lip Lip, White Fang became unusually fierce and violent for a young wolf. Most of the people in the camp knew that White Fang was very fierce and violent. White Fang became better at fighting. He began to start many fights with Lip Lip and the other dogs. Whenever there was a dog fight in the camp, White Fang was probably there. Therefore, many of the people in the camp thought White Fang was very troublesome. They didn't understand that Lip Lip had made him that way. There were many young dogs in the camp, but White Fang had no friends. All of the dogs were Lip Lip's friends. Also, the dogs knew that White Fang was more of a wolf than a dog. Therefore, because he was different from them, they did not like him. They would often attack White Fang. White Fang, however, would always fight with them. He became a very good fighter. He would often hurt the other dogs. If one dog attacked him, he could easily win the fight. If many dogs attacked him at the same time, he would lose the fight. Therefore, White Fang learned two important things. The first thing was how to fight many dogs at the same time and win. The other thing was, if fighting only one dog, how to hurt that dog very badly. He also learned to always stay on his feet during fights. He would never fall or trip. Even if an adult dog fought with him, he would never fall. White Fang became a very skillful fighter. He could win fights very quickly. White Fang was still a young wolf. Therefore, his teeth and mouth were still small and he could not actually kill another dog. However, one day he did manage to kill another dog in a fight. He did this by biting the dog's throat many times. After that, many people were very angry and upset. The dead dog's owner knew that White Fang killed his dog and was very angry. Therefore, the owner and the others went to Grey Beaver's house and said many bad things about White Fang. Grey Beaver simply listened to the others, but he would not let them take White Fang and hurt him. Grey Beaver was one of the few people in the camp who did not hate White Fang. After killing the dog, every other dog and almost every person in the camp hated White Fang. Whenever he saw another dog, the dog would show his teeth at him. Whenever he saw a person, the person would throw stones at him. Because of this, he was always ready to fight. He was never relaxed or happy. White Fang's life was very hard. He had no friends and was very lonely. Although the other dogs hated White Fang, they were very afraid of him. They would never walk in the camp alone because they were afraid White Fang would attack them. On the other hand, if a group of dogs saw White Fang, they would attack him. However, White Fang could run very quickly. Therefore, he would run from the other dogs. If the dogs chased him, he would run into the woods. The other dogs would follow him into the forest. Then they could not get out of the forest. They would not know where they were. Because White Fang was a wolf and knew the forest well, he always knew how to return to the camp. At these times, the dogs would start to cry. They could not get back to the camp. White Fang liked this game very much. The dogs and people in the camp continued to hate and fear White Fang. Therefore, White Fang never developed any kindness or gentleness. In fact, he did not understand things like kindness. The only thing he knew was that he needed to protect himself. Therefore, he became fiercer and fiercer. He continued to fight the other dogs. He was strong and clever. He became very good at fighting and protecting himself.